Australia's been targeted in a series of cyber attacks that the federal government says were carried out by Russia. The cyber assault last year involved millions of machines in a range of countries, including the United States and the United Kingdom. Authorities say that Russian state-sponsored actors carried out the attacks to spy and to try and steal intellectual property. In Australia, hundreds of businesses were affected, but the federal government says no information was compromised. For more, I was joined a short time ago by our political reporter, Stephanie Boris. Stephanie, what can you tell us about the nature of the attacks?
Well, those behind the attacks have effectively been scanning millions of devices across the world looking for vulnerabilities. So we're talking about the routers that connect computers to the internet. And so millions of machines have been found to have these vulnerabilities, and these hackers, so to speak, have got into these systems. They're in the US, UK and Australia. So these three governments have issued a warning, effectively encouraging businesses to be more careful and cybersecurity conscious, because they could actually be opening themselves up to an attack that not only impacts them, but also potentially the wider community. Now, the FBI has issued a statement. They say they've got high confidence that Russian state-sponsored cyber actors are conducting the attacks for a number of reasons: to support espionage, extract intellectual property, and potentially lay a foundation for future offensive operations. So this is very much the 21st century world of attacks into the future. It's not guns, it's not bombs, it's now all via the internet.
And Stephanie, you say that millions of machines have been affected. What about here in Australia?
Yeah, so thousands of machines in Australia were automatically scanned by these hackers, but hundreds of Australian businesses have been affected by this. Now, very important to note, although they've been affected, no Australian information has actually been compromised. So what has happened is that our authorities have got to these businesses in time, and they've ensured that nothing has occurred. They've also confirmed that no government departments have been affected by this attack, and the Australian government says this is because they have strong cyber security implementations in place to make sure that such attacks don't occur here. But of course, a very timely reminder for people to be conscious of how they set up their systems, because these routers are what you and I, every household and every business, needs to have in order to connect and to keep in touch with the community.
So where has this information come from here in Australia?
Yeah, so overseas, both the FBI and the UK have issued these warnings. Here in Australia, we've spoken with Angus Taylor, who's our Minister for Law Enforcement and Cybersecurity. He's, in fact, in the United States at the moment, meeting with Homeland Security, meeting with some of these companies to discuss what can be done in the future to make sure that these sort of attacks don't happen again, because authorities are concerned that we'll only see a rise of them into the future.
Political reporter Stephanie Boris.